What if it has no lean in it at all?
Well, that's just bacon. It's really fat bacon, I guess you call it.
Okay. When you middling,
middling is what you call it, middling meat.
It's just all fat?
All fat. Might be a little streaky.
Yeah. Okay, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
That's the size, the bacon part of it.
That's the what?
The bacon part of it, that's...
Okay. Okay, what do you call the edge of the bacon that you cut off before?
The rind.
Okay. And what do you call it? You know, when you take the trimmings and you slice them up and, you know, grind it and season it and make...
Breast meat, they call it. And
press?
Some breast meat. And some call it souse meat.
Okay.
Souse.
I think if, so you might make, stuff it in the intestines and make it be a little...
Stuffed sausage.
Okay. Okay, what do you call the person who sells meat?
Butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat has done what?
Well, it's gotten stale, old, and
yeah.
Strong.
It's no good anymore.
No.
You'd say the meat has...
It's strong.
Okay. Listen now, I'll turn on this light. Okay, can you think of a name, any dish made by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
That's we may have to turn that on from the somewhere over there. They always, Mr. Hodge always comes in. He said, I'm in Nashville today. That's it.
From the hog liver. Cooking and grinding the hog liver.
Oh, that, let's see, that is, I know we would cook that, and the mother used the lard and all, but I've forgotten the name that she called that. Cooked together, it was delicious.
Using the liver?
The liver and the heart, and maybe she'd put a little of the lean, like, you know, in it, and souse meat, but that liver wasn't in this souse meat, that was the pig's feet and the ears and the jaw and like that, and that was cut out. That was good, I always thought.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of scrapple or pond horse? Or?
No.
Okay. And now, did you ever hear of making anything out of the hog blood?
No.
Okay. Suppose you had some butter and you kept the butter too long.
It got stale.
Okay. And what do you call thick, sour milk?
Buttermilk.
Okay, but buttermilk's been churned.
Yeah, it's, let's see, what is that? I know before it's broken up, it's clabber.
Okay. And a kind of cheese that you make from it?
Well, now, we never made cheese, and I really don't know.
Okay, what do you do to the milk, the first thing after milking?
You strain it.
Okay. And this is something that's, I guess it's kind of like a fruit pie, except it's got several layers of fruit and pastry.
Is that shortcake?
Now I'm thinking about, if you have, say you put a layer of dough, then you put maybe a layer of apples. And then you put some more dough and some more apples.
Well, I don't know that we ever made that.
You ever heard of a cobbler?
Oh, yeah, that's cobbler pie, sure.
Okay.
I didn't remember how Mama made that. I don't know whether I made cobbler pie, though, or not.
Okay,
however, I'm an old-fashioned cook. My husband liked old-fashioned food.
Yeah. Okay, somebody, what would you call the milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?
Would that be a sauce?
Okay. Do you ever use the word dip?
Dip?